This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
A big event coming up next month in Winston, and the City Events Coordinator Katie Starkle in to talk about it. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me in again.
So tell us what's going on.
So last year and the year before, we did a Veterans Suicide Prevention Fundraiser that was Oktoberfest theme. This year, we have decided to completely rebrand it. We have named it We've Got Your Six, and it just strictly focuses on honoring our men and women in arms who have supported us and who have served us. And this is our way of giving back to them. And then we're really excited this year because we found an organization, Battle Buddies, that also works with first responders. So we're able to expand to benefit them as well.
Now, We've Got Your Six, what does it stand for?
So that is definitely a term that's used by the military and police officers and firefighters and such, meaning that we've got your back.
Neat. Now, what's the date for this?
So it's September 28th from 11 a.m. to dusk in Riverbend Park in Winston.
And it looks like you've got a lot going on. Kind of run through some of the events.
There are. So we have six qualifying events for the tournament, and they each have a $250 cash prize. So we have speed pretzel eating, which is eating 20 hard, crunchy pretzels, very similar to the cracker challenge. And you get just a little tiny bit of water, and whoever can eat the pretzels the fastest, they win $250.
Now, did you have to test all these yourself?
I did test many of them, but honestly, I feel like the pretzel eating is the one that sounds the hardest or easiest, but is actually the hardest.
Interesting.
And then we have bucket ball, which is there's 10 buckets that are in a triangle, and whoever can sink a tennis ball in each bucket the fastest wins $250. So we do have a new event this year. It's a stick horse race where we have three barrels set up, and adults have stick horse, and they have to run around the barrels and then run back, so kind of like a barrel race. And whoever can do that the fastest wins $250.
So where'd you come up with that idea?
I honestly have no idea. I think it was just something that ended up getting tossed around because in previous years we did a keg race where you had to like roll a keg back and forth, and there were some people that got like cuts on their fingers and stuff, so we were just trying to switch it up a little bit. We think we came up with a fun alternative.
Interesting.
So we have the cup hold, which is basically a stein hold. So whoever can hold this stein out the longest, they win $250. This year we changed the nail pounding competition. Last year it was whoever could hit a nail in the least amount of hits, but the first person that played did it in one hit. So we're like, okay, that's going to discourage people from participating in that. So this year we're going to put, it's either three or six nails. We haven't decided yet, but whoever can pound those in the fastest this year will win the $250. And then we have a water race where you run between a bucket of water and a growler with two little cups, and whoever can fill that up the fastest is the winner. So we created fun, nobody's going to be good at these games, that anybody could potentially win. And then the winner, overall winner of each of those games, gets to compete in the tournament final for a $1,500 cash prize. And it's just a combination of those games.
So these are kind of just spread throughout the day then?
So they are. So we're doing three in the morning from 11 to 2, and then three in the afternoon from 3 to 6.
And it looks like you've got some refreshments and things like that.
So we do. So we have the VFW. They're serving brats and burgers and food like that, and all of the proceeds from that will go into their food program to help feed veterans who are struggling with hunger and that kind of stuff. And then we also have a wet bar that is fully donated by Casadora and Bacardi and Grey Goose, and all of the proceeds from that, and that runs from noon to 4. All the proceeds from that will go to Battle Buddies.
Wow. So busy day, a lot going into it. If somebody wants to participate, do they just come out or do they sign up early or what do they do?
So there's no pre-sign up. You just show up. It's $5 per game to play. It is a fundraiser, so you know, we're hoping people will come ready to open up their wallets. We did figure out if a little over 700 people come and spend $35, it would raise over $25,000 for the cause. So we also have bingo. We have $1,500 in bingo cash prizes. It's $2 per card to play with that. And then wiener dog races. There's a $500 cash prize for the fastest wiener dog, and it's $5 to race your dog in that.
So how many wiener dogs? Because you done that one last year, right?
It's been there both years. I honestly am running around like a crazy person that day, and I couldn't even tell you what happens, to be perfectly honest with you. I know everyone says they're a blast to watch, but it's all just a blur to me.
Interesting. Well, a lot going on that day. And again, remind folks what the cause is.
So it is for veteran and first responder suicide prevention. Every dollar that we raise there will go directly to those causes.
So if somebody wants to find out more, what do they do?
So they would just go to wanderwinston.com. There is a big We've Got Your Six poster on there. You would click on that, and then it'll take you directly to the website, which will list everything that you need to know.
All right, Katie Starkle, events coordinator for the city of Winston. Thanks for coming in.
Can I take 1 minute to thank our sponsors?
Sure.
So just so everyone knows, this absolutely could not happen without Roseburg Forest Products, Cow Creek Band of Umpqua Indian, Mercy Foundation, Roseburg Honda, Patron Tequila, Grocery Outlet, Ameritidal, Pacific Corp, Avista, Umpqua Health Alliance, and Winston Auto Care. Thank you so much for supporting us.
All right, Katie, thanks for coming in. 8:37 in the morning report.